not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Well, welcome back, America. This is Tim Wingate on Republic Broadcasting Network, sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog on The American Awakening. We have with us our guest, Alan Watt, and we've been talking about, kind of bandying back and forth, all the issues that are going on in this world, and that we have. It seems to be completely overwhelming, and bad people have been in control or have vied for control for thousands of years. Throughout history, there's been a move toward that. And the sad thing is they're not always the smartest of people. You know, I like to tell jokes. I like to poke fun at some of these people. You know, sometimes they don't like that too much. They get rather upset, and they can be rather vindictive. We have apparently a situation, something like that, going on with the Ron Paul debate that is not happening, I believe, on the 30th of this month. There's out in Iowa, there's a situation where a number of Republican candidates have been invited, but not Ron Paul. And it turns out that this Edward Faylor, who's head of Iowans for Tax Relief, is also quite connected with several of the other candidates. And he's quite involved as a political operative as well. Now, all you got to do is go to Ron Paul's website, his blog. I'm sure you can find that yourselves on the internet. Google Ron Paul, and a ton of material comes up. And the background story of this is there. But at this point in time, we're still asking for people to call up the Iowans for Tax Relief. And the gentleman's name is Edward Faylor, and that's phone number 563-288-3600. That's 563-288-3600 or 877-913-3600, 877-913-3600, and register your complaints that why aren't they allowing the candidates? Why are they saying that Ron Paul is this guy who doesn't belong? And yesterday I also suggested that if you're a Christian, need to get a hold of this Steve Schiffler, president of the Iowa Christian Alliance, and ask him about, you know, what kind of a Christian does he claim to be, not letting on a fellow brother in the Lord, if you will, to be in the Republican debate. And his phone number is 515-225-1515. We've been finding out that because of all the calls, these people are upset, and they're just, you know, they're grinding their teeth and gnashing their teeth and stamping their feet, and they're so upset. My position is, well, we know what gets to them. Let's do some more until they change their ways. We'll be right back after
the
break.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back, everybody. This is the American Awakening. Michael Herzog. I'm Tim Wingate, sitting in for Michael, talking with our special guest. As usual on Fridays, we have Alan Watt. You still there, Alan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. You know, I was looking at your website here, and I really like, by the way, folks, it's cuttingthroughthematrix.com. I like your official logo. And, folks, if you can't see it, he's got the all-seeing eye above the of the pyramid, and Alan is suspended in midair in a karate gi with a black belt, executing a, looks like a flying kick to the all-seeing eye and knocking it off the top of the pyramid. I like that imagery, Alan.
Yeah, it's about time it was knocked off because we've had it around too long.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, it's been around. There's as we were talking.
Yeah, you know, it's too, even on the DARPA logo.
Uh-huh.
Their official one, which they've taken down, was all the same thing. They had the pyramid there with the all-seeing eye,
mm-hmm.
and I guess it was them at the top looking down through the light to the masses down below, you know.
Right, it was like a light beam coming out of the eye, going across the whole globe.
Yeah, the Total Information Network. Yeah.
Yeah.
Total Information Network. Yeah.
Yeah, good old Poindexter and his
freedom, uh-huh.
creation. As far as that goes, well, Alan, let's deal with some real practical stuff here. Now, we've talked about all the negative and how bad everything is, and that we need to understand where we came from, and maybe we need to understand the construct of the matrix, and that it really is what's inside of people that makes the difference. You have a course in deprogramming?
Yeah, I used to teach people privately, very few, not anyone who asked, because I don't believe in wasting my time with those that think that money can simply buy ultimate truths. So you pick the people who've already done the journey, they've done the start of the journey. In all ages, you have the world of the dead. Same in the New Testament, you had the dead, where the dead bury their dead. You can't wake the dead up. They have to try and get up themselves. That's when, of course, they try and walk. That's what that always meant. And so you look for those who've been asking the right questions from their own hearts.
Right.
And those are the ones that you can fill in. They can go beyond the natural, beyond just the data of the world, because they have something else in them. And it's a tremendous compassion that they have for other peoples all over the world, not just their own particular group. I think the U.S. would get far more approval within their country and around the world if they stop bombing other countries abroad, especially in the Middle East.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt. There's a wonderful little booklet out on the Internet that is called The Myth of the Innocent Civilian, which is a wonderful little treatise on how that none of us are necessarily... our hands are clean, because we have been allowing this, at least some have not been actually protesting this, and we've created a negative situation in the world for the reputation of the USA. And so recognizing, though, as you've already mentioned, that there's these bad guys at the top, and they're well entrenched, and they've got the money, and all these other things. Well, if we accept that money and this kind of power is not real power and is not the thing that we need to go toward, what are the techniques, what are the tools that we use to bring liberty and freedom back to a group of people?
Again, I don't think you understand that most people never knew what liberty or freedom really was.
Well, can't we show them what it is then?
They see it, and that's what I'm talking about. They see it in a tunnel, the tunnel that they were born into, or Plato's cave, as he would have called it. They think it's the normal in their lifetime, or something they've heard about in someone else's lifetime. They don't realize that freedom starts with the individual mind, and
generally
it's a matter of letting go indoctrinated concepts.
Okay, Alan, I get your point. And let's go then and use the analogy of the Matrix movie, since that's what you adopted for your website, Cutting Through the Matrix. And we have this situation, if everyone remembers, at least in the first Matrix movie, where Neo is taken into the construct, and he's walking along. This is where he sees the woman in the red dress, and he's in the construct. He's being instructed by Morpheus to look at all these people around you. Every single one of these people thinks they're alive, think they're free, think that this reality is true, and every single one of them can become an enemy, and one of them then morphs into what they call the agents or variations of Mr. Smith. And he's warning him that you have to be careful. You have to find people that have been asking the right questions, that are doing the right thing. And now this follows along. This is a parallel with scriptural teaching of the remnant. And Isaiah, there's a wonderful American writer. I don't know if you're familiar with him. His name is Albert J. Knock. Knock wrote a wonderful little piece called "The Isaiah's Job," and it was a retelling of the story about how God told Isaiah, "I want you to go and tell these people that something's going to happen. They need to repent. They need to change their ways. However, they're not going to listen to you. They're not going to pay attention to you. They're probably going to throw you into jail, and they might even take your life. And I say, well, why should I go? And the Lord says to him, it's because your message is actually to the remnant. The remnant will be heartened by what you're saying. The remnant will be strengthened by what you're saying. And by getting up there and being out there and speaking the truth, yes, the masses aren't going to listen, but those with ears to hear and eyes to see will respond to the message. And that's what we need to do, isn't it, Alan?
It is. However,
find those people.
However, it's such an incredible education that must be given. And you can't just give ultimate truth right off the bat. You've got to bring people up through levels of consciousness until when you give them certain truths, they'll understand. If you tell a person at the bottom the ultimate truth, it goes right over their head. They don't understand. So you've got to prepare a person's mind to understand. That's a lot of education. And that's the thing. You can't do it in an hour, 2 hours over a radio, like a rah, 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 let's save the world type deal. You cannot do that. It's a very deep education. Now, very few people, some people do have it naturally. They've already gone through the process. They've been born being aware, but very few in all ages. That's how it's always been. And
well,
the remnant in all ages.
And how do we get that
cultures.
Started, Alan? How do we get this education process started for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see?
They have to get in touch with the, one of the few who are teaching the right things and not the misleading things or the things which are to try to save the present system. We can't save something where the elite have already, they're already shifting the system and has been shifting under our feet for a long time.
You're right. I think we're under a paradigm shift, and I think many of us who are sensitive to these things have sensed that this paradigm shift is occurring. And I'm not talking about saving this present political system. This is just one form. See, the whole idea that I understand it is, as Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and condemning them and saying that you're whitewashed tombs, you're whitewashed sepulchres. Mm-hmm. You appear to be all bright and clean and wonderful on the outside, but inside you're full of death and deadness. The issue is that form is supposed to follow substance. And in our situation now, we have empty, dead-filled forms. We have whitewashed monuments all over D.C. and all over this nation that are full of death and destruction and decay.
A lot of them are also called churches because in all ages, those who give the teachings know darn well that as soon as they're gone, in come the ones who corrupt it. The majority of the public want ritual. They want fancy shows. They want something familiar, cozy,
sure,
and happy.
Sure.
So they become
dead. We don't care about that, right?
So
we don't care about that.
They become dead very, very quickly, and that's always been
the way.
So
what, Alan? We want to reach the people. We want, don't we want to reach the people who have eyes to see and ears to hear?
However,
so how do we get the message out to them?
You must also reach out of your own religion to those of others.
Okay.
Because let's
say that we're doing that.
Yeah.
Let's say that that's done.
And a good start, as I say, would be to stop killing off people in the Middle East, men, women, and children.
But to do that, Alan, to do that, what you're saying, to do that, then we moral people, we aware, we awakened, we spiritual, we who understand liberty and freedom, we who have touched on what you call the ultimate truth, we need to be in power to be able to stop that happening.
Well, you can
unless
also
you've got
do,
some other way of doing
what,
that.
What you can also do is to demand where your tax money starts to go. No one does that. Now, when you acquiesce by your silence, you're acquiescing that it's going to abortion. It's going to inoculations.
Okay.
It's going to create the war machine to kill everybody else and to create our own chains, because we're going to use all this technology on us too. And I would also suggest that if you're going to put anybody in power, a position of power where they can make laws over you, then you better have them. Rather than Bush having the American society tested psychologically, we have each one of them tested, even your local schoolmaster, for psychopathic traits.
There we go, Alan. Great. We got two ideas, folks. We'll be back after the break. and we'll pick up where we left off with some ideas on what to do. Tim Wingate on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce, jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, America. Good afternoon. This is Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog on the American Awakening on Republic Broadcasting Network. Just before the break, we were talking with our guest, Alan Watt, who has a wonderful website called CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. And we were talking about some specific things that those of us who are enlightened, those of us who understand the nature of freedom and liberty and understand that this political system is just a transitory system. It's artificially constructed, and it has basically gone totally out of control. It's like a crazy, like Frankenstein's monster in some respects. And just before the break, Alan brought up two great ideas on how we can actually start to work against the system, things that we can do to make it better. And one of the things is to withhold your approval, from what the government does in bombing innocent people, in hurting innocent people. In fact, this goes right along in line with We the People Congress with Bob Schultz out of New York, where they are saying that based on a Continental Congress document, a bill that was passed in 1774, that if government is not responsive to the people, that the people have a right to withhold their monies from the government.
If that's what's
going on, then those of us with conscience should be doing whatever we certainly can.
And even the timid ones can still, you know, pay their taxes if they want to, but still put an objection and tell them what they object to, and they give this money under force and duress. So,
at the very least, they can play on their congresspeople to not vote for any new spending. You can reduce your own spending.
I don't think that's the way to do it. It literally will take the people. A lot, enough people just to literally lodge complaints as to where the money is going, and they object to the fact that they're being coerced by force, basically, or the threat of force, into paying it. Money that's going to change the culture, money that's going into technologies which will dominate them. That's where it's going. We're building and creating and buying our own chains.
But, Alan, I think that really just because we lodge a protest, they go, fine, protest all you want, just keep giving us the money.
Yeah.
At a certain point, we have to just pull back and say that's it, no more. And we know that they're getting desperate, and there's a lot of talk.
The fist is uncovered now. The velvet glove is off. They've been preparing.
Well, if the velvet glove's off, and you know you're in a fight, then it's time to start fighting.
They've had this plan. They knew they'd bring us to this stage over 60 years ago. They knew it. They've been building up for the chaos that's going to come. They've published their plans for the next 30 years in the Department of Defense's documents from Britain, the head of NATO. Every NATO country signed it, and they're all preparing for massive upheavals in the very near future because they know what they're going to bring on this world, and they know the public's reaction to it.
So what, Alan? What are we supposed to do? Lay down and submit?
What I'm saying is you don't do what they expect you to do.
I agree with you. So what do you suggest we do that they don't expect?
What they don't expect is people to do it in such a way they can't imprison them right off the bat or kill them for protesting. That's the first thing. These are the masters of war here. What they really
Well, in other words, we're talking about no frontal assault. We have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
Absolutely.
We have to be as the little foxes that spoil the vines.
These characters have played this game over and over down through many centuries, and they know how the public will come on head-on, like an unorganized mob, as they call them at the top.
Yeah.
And that's what they want, because they want to say, look, there are crazy guys running around called militias in forests that tried that right after the Oklahoma City deal.
They showed that all over television.
And they want that to start so they can tell the public, the passive public, look, there are crazies living amongst you. We must be under complete martial rule right now. That's what
Edwin Vieira yesterday really laid it out that we do have the rules, we do have the tools available to us if we would just exercise them and have the courage to do that. Your second point that you made before the break was you're talking about psychological exams for elected officials. I would say that all public servants,
all bureaucrats should go through a psychological exam. Yeah, because right now Bush, under the auspices of the United Nations, by the way, is throwing all the laws out there. Every country signs them into existence. And one of them is they want the whole world's population psychologically evaluated every year, man, woman, and child, from birth, right on. And Bush mentioned this briefly about 6 months ago. He wanted every American citizen to be tested to see if you maybe you harbor some terrorist qualities there and you don't know it.
They're not looking for terrorist qualities, actually.
I know. So what
they might be looking for a little individualism.
That's what they're looking for.
I'll tell you what else they're looking for. They're looking for the authoritarian personality style.
The leadership qualities is what they're looking for.
I'm not sure that authoritarianism is leadership.
Rather than let them do what they want to do, let's change all this and say, no, all you guys who want authority over us, since you're there to serve us, must take this test, this psychopathic test, you see.
Yeah.
And you'll find out, you're going to have a very quiet Washington, D.C. after it's done.
Excellent.
Few people
we got a break coming up. Alan, so we will deal with this. And, folks, I'm going to give you some tools after the break on how to figure out what authoritarianism is all about. Stay tuned. Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, America, to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the American Awakening with Michael Herzog. I'm Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael, who will be back on Monday talking with our special guest, as usual on a Friday, Alan Watt. And we were talking about, right before the break, I promised you some tools. Alan had brought up a great suggestion about giving psychological exams to all bureaucrats, all public servants, to determine whether or not they're fit to be our servants or whether they'll try to usurp our authority in place and place theirs in. There's a, Alan, there's a guy, he's a fellow Canadian, actually. His name's Bob Altmaier out of the University of Manitoba. And ladies and gentlemen, take down this website. This is one of the most valuable tools that I could give you, and this is absolutely free, a book. You can download it yourself. It's called The Authoritarians, and you can get to it by simply going to theauthoritarians.com, and it'll take you to Bob Altmaier's University of Manitoba webpage, where you'll have, let's see here, there's the whole book, or you can do it by chapters. There's seven chapters and an introduction, all in PDF format. It's roughly about 135 megabytes. I'm sorry, 1.35 megabytes. 1.35 megabytes. So it should easily fit on most of your hard drives, and you can refer to this. You can print this out. So, okay, what's this book about? Well, it's about what's happened to American government. It's about the disastrous decisions that the American government has been making. It's about the corruption that's rotted Congress, about how traditional conservatism has been destroyed by authoritarianism, how the religious right has teamed up with amoral authoritarian leaders to push an undemocratic and unliberty and unrepublic, if you will, agenda on the country. It's about how in this nation, the United States is at a crossroad as the elections are approaching. Now, you know, Bob goes on to say that he knows a lot of people don't think that this is true. But here's a question that is included in his research, because he did a lot of research with a lot of people. He said this, for example, says, take the following statement. Once our government leaders and the authorities condemn the dangerous elements in our society, it will be the duty of every patriotic citizen to help stomp out the rot that is poisoning our country from within. Now, that sounds like something Hitler would say, right? Well, guess how many politicians, how many lawmakers in the United States agreed with it? You want to guess what else they had in common? There's also government programs that persecute political parties and minorities and journalists, and by putting them in jail, even torturing and killing them. Nobody would approve of that, right? Well, guess again. The point is, go get this book. Read it. Learn it. Because he deals with something that is common within humankind, and that is I call it the bullying factor. It is that authoritarian mindset that is amoral. They'll pretend to have morals. They'll go to church. They'll do all the right things. But behind the scenes, they have no morality, and they're only interested in the acquisition of power and wealth. So if we can understand this, maybe something along these lines, this test that Bob Altmaier has in his book, would be something, or at least a framework, to have all public servants follow. What do you think, Alan?
Well, what you've just described is a classic psychopath, in fact.
Yeah.
Because a psychopath really only respects someone more powerful than themselves, and when they get governments going and they infiltrate, then the government becomes like a military organization with superiors all the way down. And they do crave power, but they really respect the person above almost like a god, because they wish they had more power themselves. They are truly psychopathic. And what you have today across the whole Western world, and now it's the Far East as well, you're voting in the left-wing bunch of multimillionaire lawyers or the right-wing bunch of multimillionaire lawyers. I think really lawyers should be banned from even applying to get in there at all. We don't need lawyers for that. Normal people just discuss things for normal people. We don't need lawyers to confuse the issue.
I would agree, and there are some that contend that the original 13th Amendment to the American Constitution was referring to a reaffirmation of no titles of nobility, specifically. Uh-huh. Dealing with lawyers and being Esquire and from the London Bar and these other things, and I don't know if it's true or not. I've seen evidence on both sides. At this point in time, doesn't make any real difference, but I do understand what you're saying about lawyers. In fact, even in the New Testament, that was one of the major problems, is that they were the doctors or the lawyers of the law, and had convoluted and constructed the law in such a way that it did nothing but hold down the common person, and they themselves would just flaunt it. They would do
when
a little bit.
A professional,
be technical.
When you need a professional person to interpret something for you that's supposed to be simple, then you're being fooled, and that's what lawyers' jobs are meant to do. The law is supposed to be easily understood by every individual, regardless of IQ, within the normal population. And so law is very much like the movie called The Devil's Advocate, which portrayed that very, very well. And Al Pacino, who was the devil in it, he says, how do you think we're taking over this country and the world? He says, we're churning out armies of lawyers every day. That's how we're taking it over.
Yeah.
And it's very, very, very true. It's meant to confuse everything, to make everyone else, the ordinary people, subservient to something they don't understand. And you don't understand it because it's deliberately obfuscated.
You're absolutely right. And this is one of the arguments that many of us in the tax truth movement, if you want to give it a title or a name, have argued that the reason or the government's position on claiming that the income tax is legal is so convoluted and is so cafeteria style, picking here and picking there and then trying to say, well, this is the law. Ed Vieira yesterday was pointing out that you use a legal flow chart. There has to be if-then clauses. There has to be cause and effect. You should be able to draw a line from the very beginning straight through to the end without any breaks in the line that show that this thought process is normal. And basically what I'm trying to say is agree with you that the law has become so complicated it is of no effect.
It's only there to serve an elite who want to confuse whatever they're doing as it passes through the lawyers and then is reiterated or reinterpreted to the public.
Right.
Law can reinterpret as much as they wish, whenever they wish. That's what lawyers are there for.
I've often pointed out to people that, you know, law is nothing more than just a group of people agreeing on rules on how they're going to do something. We used to play the game of Monopoly, and we would sit around and we would all agree on whether or not on the parking lot or go to jail or wherever. Usually it was on the parking lot in the corner, that if you ended up on the parking lot, you got $100 or, you know, 100 Monopoly monies. Or we would make up extra rules, and as long as everybody agreed to it, that wasn't any problem. Mm-hmm. And law, in effect, is the same thing. The problem is now, no, but not everybody gets a chance to agree to it. Not everybody gets a chance to follow it. And we end up with a question as to what the law is. And even though it's specifically written, it's being enforced by the bullies with guns out in the populace. And they're telling you what the law is. And now you have to spend your time, your property, your life essence to go and defend something that you know the rules say you can do and they can't do, but yet they're in this position of bullying power, of physical prowess over
us. They've taken over through, again, the acquiescence of the public over a period of time until it's become the normal, and a generation have grown up accepting this as normal.
That's great. Listen, we got a call coming in. I think it's Edie in Texas. Katie in Texas. Oh, hi, Katie. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. That's one of my favorite names.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I wanted to ask Mr. Watt if he had any books available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got them up on my site, in fact.
Oh, do you?
I've got
okay.
The Cutting Through 1, 2, and 3 series,
okay.
Where I even go into a lot of the coding that's used within society. With the higher Masonic groups, actually, not the low guys, but the high ones. And once you understand it, you can reinterpret the headlines from the newspapers as they pass little jokes to each other. You'd be quite astounded at the language they use.
Did you get that, Katie?
Yes, I did. You don't have anything available in, like, Barnes & Noble or anything like that, do you?
No, I've bypassed all the regulars because, you see, I've had people, too, offering to publish my works. But once you do that, it's authorized to be out there, and the editor then edits out little bits that he thinks are inappropriate.
Yeah.
So I went and bypassed them and did it my own way so that I don't have to be censored.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, Katie, you got his website, right?
Yes, cuttingthroughthematrix.com.
There you go.
All right,
thanks
thank
for calling,
you.
Katie.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Alan...
Uh-huh.
I can't emphasize how important it is for people to shake off, as you say, the shackles in their minds of that this is the way that we're living in our society, this way with supposedly depleted energy and all these things is the only way it can be. I believe there is a paradigm shift, and I don't necessarily believe it has to be toward the negative. I think if we can awaken the remnant, if the remnant, those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, those who respond to that internal responsive chord of liberty and freedom, will start to get up and talk and influence the people around them, start to make it known that there is something that can be done before this happens, we may be able to change things around. I don't think that the future is set. Even though these guys have been planning this, as you say, for 60 years, which brings me to the thing that we had talked about earlier, you and I privately, and that is that, and you mentioned it, that it came up out of think tanks. These globalists, these internationalists have had think tanks. Well, why don't we, as freedom-minded people, put together our think tanks and figure out a way to not confront them with mob action, as you said, and that's what they're expecting, but come up with more subtle strategies and tactics to circumvent them and to basically, you know, stop them from what they're doing, monkey wrench them.
Here's the problem. The big think tanks that have tried in the past, and political movements too, to alter our course, are always infiltrated immediately from the very top. They come in, they take over very, very subtly to begin with, but eventually you have a talking head or a bunch of them at the top. Again, psychopaths who are trained to do this, by the way, and they say all the right things, they become the leaders, and before you know it, you're off in a different direction altogether, or you've joined the United Nations and are all part of the problem. It's the same old con game. Yeah.
You bring up a very good point. This then goes to the next step, that we as individuals, we as adults, we as liberty-minded members of the remnant, need to stand up, shake off the shackles of the society, and what I mean by that is, you know, watching TV, watching all the sports, just bothering ourselves with all the things that we think we have to do, and start learning about freedom and liberty, the rights of man, which is another good book, by the way, to read by Tom Paine. Folks, if you haven't read The Rights of Man for some time, it's time to go back and reread it. Reread the Declaration of Independence. Get into your minds these ideas. And then we individually have to start to think about ways of working the system and throwing roadblocks up, whether it's going after the youth, which is one of the things that I like to do. I like to seed the youth with a liberty virus and give them material and ideas and help them, encourage them to resist the attempts on them. Go along, make it look like you're doing it, but, you know, in your mind, stay true to liberty and freedom. There's other things on my blog spot that I have, Freedom Shenanigans. I'm offering a little package of books, one of them which is Claire Wolfe's The Freedom Outlaws Handbook, 179 Things to Do Till the Revolution, full of great ideas. I'm also throwing in kind of turning the tables on them, Alan. What they were trying to do to Nicaragua? Well, we've got the CIA brochure that the CIA printed up and just flooded through Nicaragua to try and get, as they called the freedom fighters, how to resist the communist Nicaraguan regime. Well, that pamphlet is now available. I have that on a CD. And it's all kinds of wonderful things that people can consider doing. I don't encourage people to go out and break the law, but I consider you to start thinking about things in terms of what's actually right, what's wrong, what leads to liberty, and what leads to slavery. You yourself have to make the decision on what you're going to do. And many of us are family men, and we have obligations. Alan, is there anything else that people can do to fight against this potential?
It's not a matter of just fighting it. You don't win any battle until you've conquered yourself. And okay. to run off studying other people's definitions doesn't do anything except following something. You have to be your own champion, and you must come to your own conclusions of what freedom is or liberty is for yourself by becoming it. It's a change that happens within the individual. And that's the only way it's real. Otherwise, you're just following. If you follow, you're so easily led by the wrong people.
Well, I would agree. We don't need to be followers, but I certainly don't believe that learning from other examples of people who have led in liberty, I don't think that's necessarily following. It's gaining the idea. Aren't you talking about inculcating the beliefs and the concepts of freedom and making them part of your own very nature?
You don't understand. The freedom starts within the individual
himself. Of course it does.
And that comes as a natural process of work going on as they analyze themselves from beginning to end. You can't understand the world if you've done that first. You must
know
your own motivations.
Okay, well, after the break, we'll come back with a few more ideas, folks. Stay with us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, America. Back with you on the Republic Broadcasting Network, American Awakening with Michael Herzog, who will be back Monday. I'm Tim Wingate, and I would like to thank our special guest, Alan Watt, for being with us and informing us as to the nature of how bad things are and giving us some ideas on what we can do to make things well and good. And it does, when we left or went to the break, Alan was saying that you cannot understand the concepts of liberty until you have those come up from within yourself. Is that right, Alan?
Yeah, you've got to analyze yourself, and who are you as a person? You've got to really analyze that. And, mm-hmm. and even your own motivations for wanting certain things. What do you really want? What do you need? What is life about? Where do you stand in proportion with all of the great world that you live in and others around you? That means the whole world, everyone in different creeds and cultures and so on. And you realize
to thine own self be true,
you
right?
You have no choice. If you break the law, the natural laws, then you're simply you're blind. You're the blind leading the blind.
And well, then there's going to be there's going to be some folks who will look within themselves and say, you know, I'd rather be a follower than a leader.
The law will.
We're interested in those who have a positive response to the liberty message. We're looking to encourage the remnant to resist, and there are a lot of good ways of doing that. Alan, I want to thank you for being with us again, and I know you and Michael will probably be in conversation, and I would encourage everybody to tune in again next week at this time at 2:00 Central. To hear Alan again, because you're a regular Friday guest for Michael, so we look forward to that next Friday. I'd like to finish up here, folks, with a couple other things on here, and that is websites. Once again, Alan's website is cuttingthroughthematrix.com. He has books and courses and just a ton of material on his site to help you go through and figure out who you are and how to drop the shackles from your mind and to understand your place, in, as he was saying, in this great big world. Also, you can get a free book called The Authoritarians from theauthoritarians.com. It's wonderful cutting-edge research by Bob Altmaier, who's a professor there at the University of Manitoba, who's done extensive research into personalities, and especially the authoritarian personality that has seemed to rise to the top and become dominant in our society. And once again, also my little blog spot called freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, where I've got a special package there for folks if you're interested in some more ideas on resisting tyranny and liberty. Also got a special offer if you are interested in freeway blogging, which is one of our suggestions. You want to put up a freeway blog that says Free Ed Brown or Leave the Browns Alone or something like that. I'm offering the DVD of America Freedom to Fascism to anybody who sends me a picture of that. And we're about ready to go. It's been a blast being with you all this week. This is Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog, and you folks have a great weekend. Seize liberty.
I paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell.
A message for